Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Ken Tinser back on the show. Ken is one of our great friends from Canada. He's the CEO of Spiderworks. He's the author of a couple of outstanding books, Cause a Disturbance. You think I could read, wouldn't you? Cause a Disturbance and The 90% Rule. He's our good friend Ken Tinser. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back. Good morning.
I've just now got where I can tell time. Reading's next, Ken.
Okay.
So it's good to have you back.
Caution seems to be the word of the day in business.
Well, that kind of made sense there, right? Caution, disturbance, but it's causing. He wants you to create a problem here, folks. He wants you to stir things up. So speaking of stirring things up, one of the things that I've covered quite a bit on the show before over the years is family business succession planning. I've done it with people who've done it themselves, family business owners, second, third generation, sometimes fourth generation. I've seen a lot of success. I've seen a lot of spin crashes and burns, and it's a challenge, isn't it? The succession in a small business from one generation to the other.
Well, it really is a challenge, and I think why I really tuned into it is, it's like 50% of the GNP. I mean, it's an enormous part of the economy, and unfortunately, we're all getting a little bit older, and there's going to be a lot more successions going out there, whether it stays in the family or goes outside. And I think it's just a major concern and focus for the economy as a whole, not just the individual owners, and that's for me why I've really started to focus on family businesses.
Well, and you know, there are a couple of things that are against the whole idea of a family succession. Number one is just the normal issues that humans have with each other, right? You know, I've often said the problem with humanity is the humans, but the other thing is, and this is more true today than ever before. Many of the businesses that mom and dad founded, by the time the kids come along and can take it over, it's not the same business. It's not worth being taken over.
Well,
because of those disruptions that you write about so well.
Yeah, and I think there's sort of three dynamics, and relevance in the marketplace being one of them. I think we talk about innovation a lot and keeping relevant to the customer and obviously that's a big topic for you and a lot of times the parents though they don't realize that their business might be out of step. They might see a bit of a decline in sales, but they're saying, you know what, I'm happy, I'm ready for retirement. Why do we have to change anything? And I think that awakening, if you will, or that attitude shift for both parties is really important in even considering a succession to the next generation.
Mm-hmm. No, there's no question about it. And so what's and recognizing that I've seen some family businesses where by the time the kids came along, it was time to dissolve the business. But the real estate they bought made the family wealthy. The real estate the business was on, the business was worth nothing, but the land was worth $4 million now.
Well, that's not such a bad problem to have, but I think that what you're getting at or what we're getting at in this conversation is take the word family out of the equation and let's just call it a business. And mm-hmm. It's easier said than done, but if we can take the emotion out and just say, okay, I have a business here, what is the value of it? And, what should I be doing with it as an owner? Should I be selling it? Is there a value to the market? Or is there no value to the
market?
How
do you say that, though, to a kid who has worked in the business since he or she was 10, 11 years old, and who can and who's now 30 and has helped you build a business? How do you say that? You know, how do you bring up other options other than succession to them?
Well, I think usually actually it would be if a kid has worked in that business that long, they're usually knocking at the door with mom and dad saying, you know, here's 2, 3, 4 ideas.
Right.
And I think that what needs to be done is creating a process for succession. And all too often, it gets so bogged down in we'll say, the legal or the financial part of it. And again, people just forget about the business. And I've
right.
seen, you know, succession arguments, if you will, if there's multiple children,
right.
some in, some out of the business. And they spend so much time and money with the lawyers.
It can ruin the business. Ken, hold on to that thought.
Yep.
I take a quick break. Right back with Ken Tenser, 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.